What's up? We are back. It's episode 2 of the Barn Hoops Pod. It's your boy Kyle Rush and none other than Zepp Jasper once again, ready to break it down, talk a little bit of hoops, get everybody kind of fired up for the season. We talked about the schedule last time and how incredible this preseason schedule is going to be. The full schedule was released today. They filled in all the gaps. But tonight we're going to talk about a little bit of new faces, a little bit of the portal additions. Get some insight. Zepp, obviously being a portal addition himself back in the day, going to give us a rundown on some of the guys and all the good stuff that goes along there. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use the coupon code NEXTROUND and get a double up on your first deposit up to $1,000. So you give them $200, they're going to give you another $200 back on top of it to play with. Make sure you use coupon code NEXTROUND. You can get set up for college football. NFL starts this week. All kinds of stuff in the sports book to bet on. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals, a lot of fun. Check them out, mybookie.ag. Zepp, glad to have you back, man. Auburn goes into this season with, it was kind of crazy. You lose both point guards to the portal. The portal giveth and the portal will taketh away. Auburn loses both of their point guards, Aiden Holloway and Trey Donaldson, to the portal. They have to go get a starting point guard, and they go and they get their top target, JP Pegues, from Coastal Carolina. It was a fierce battle between Auburn, I think, and Florida as well. Comes in scoring 18 points a game. I'm sorry, JP Pegues. It says Furman, actually. Some Furman, not Coastal Carolina. My bad. JP comes in, and, you got a – leading scorer, a scoring point guard. Tell me what you know. Tell me, you got any insight on JP, how he's been getting into the mix, how everything's going there with JP?
With JP, he's a guy coming from transfer from a Furman type school, kind of like me, coming from College of Charleston. I think it's going to be something like a transition, because the point guard always got to know everything on the floor. So it probably took JP a little minute to understand, how BP's system is, what he like, what he can do, how he can score. It's all type of details that comes into it. So when a guy comes into Auburn and he practices, he's going to struggle sometimes because he have to learn the system. I look forward to seeing JP, be an elite point guard because he's basically the only point guard on the team right now. When you look at it, you don't see any true point guard on the team right now. So I'm looking forward to him being a vocal leader, one of those guys that get everybody open, make things happen. I'm looking forward to see what he's going to do on the scoring end. But, I think things will come, with this being his first year in the SEC, with him getting the feel of it, with this schedule being pretty tough, he's going to get a test soon as he hit the court, this year with the schedule they have. So it's going to be one of those things that we shall see what he does, but I can count on him, and I think he'd do pretty good.
Yeah, so exactly. He is the only true point guard. I think it's going to be a point guard by committee, a point guard platoon, because he can't play 40 minutes. So it looks like from early reports, it sounds like Denver Jones was probably going to run a little point when JP is not. And right now it might be, like you said, JP's still in that sort of transition phase. Right now it may be that Denver is a little bit kind of in the lead for the point guard spot, and you got JP kind of – the goal is you want JP to be your guy at point guard, though, because, again, Denver's a two guard. Denver is your guy that you need spotting up, hitting threes. He can bring up the ball. He can bring the ball up the court if you need it to, but he is your deep threat. He is your guy that can stretch the defense and pull guys out because he's deadly from behind the arc. JP also shot a very high clip behind the arc at the point guard position. But again, like you said, there's going to be a little bit of transition to get up to that SEC speed. The good news is you guys start school so early. You get so much practice time. Like football, you get like 3-4 weeks, and then it's the first game. Whereas you guys, you got summer workouts, and then you got daggum like 3 months before the first game. So you got a lot of time that you can – that you can kind of gel and figure it out. The next guy, this guy, I think everybody's going to like. He's going to be very exciting, a high scoring two guard, maybe three, swing between both. Miles Kelly from Georgia Tech, actually Georgia Tech's leading scorer from last year. The ACC, pretty good basketball conference, and he's a leading scorer of an ACC team. So maybe the transition is not going to be as drastic as something for like JP. But talk about Miles Kelly, what he brings, the flexibility that he brings, and then obviously just his scoring ability.
Well, Miles Kelly, he's an elite shooter. As you see guys like him, you can't leave guys like him open. With him coming from Georgia Tech, it's kind of one of those things that, you know, he came from the ACC, which is ACC Georgia Tech type school, but they play very different from Auburn. We are hard nosed, play defense, run our sets. We elite team. And no disrespect to Georgia Tech, but he's gonna see why Auburn is one of the best schools in the nation. But he have an elite game. He's working on all this weakness. But he's one of those guys that he come in the gym every single day, get shots up, work super hard. And he just want to be great. He came to Auburn for a reason, to win. For sure. And he's going to see why the Jungle is one of the best in the nation. Like, he's going to see it. And, you know, coming out of high school, Miles Kelly was getting recruited by Auburn. Yeah. So now he's going to see why Auburn is one of the best schools in the nation. But I think he's going to do super good transition over because he had that experience coming from an ACC school. So it won't be as hard as JP McGee's, transition.
Interesting. So correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you guys play – I know at some point in time there was one of those, like, closed doors, behind-the-scenes scrimmages against Georgia Tech. Did you – was that when you were here? There was a time where there was like one of those preseason, like nobody knew anything about it, but it was like closed doors preseason scrimmage. Was that when you were here?
No, I think that was like three, four years ago. Okay. When I was there, we played like UAB.
Okay.
Every time. There was like some closed scrimmages.
There were some rumors that there was a closed scrimmage versus Georgia Tech, and we beat the brakes off of them like really, really badly. And I was wondering if you were there and Miles was there, because I was curious about that dynamic. He might have been there if he's been there for a while. So yeah, talk about. I got a question. So I'm not as technical about basketball as I probably should be, but the two and the three. Where does Miles fit the best? Like, does he fit more in that two role, the three? Does it matter in BP system? Like, where do you see him fitting the best, like in one of those positions?
If I had to pick on which position he would probably play, he's going to play two and a three. But if I had to take a guess, he's going to play more of the three because he's going to be a scoring type of player for BP. He's going to give – you know, the team something they don't have. Because like I say, he's an elite shooter. You can't leave him. So he's going to be like one of those scorers on the team that the team has to respect. And BP is going to put him in position to score, put him in position to open up the floor for guys like JP to get shots he need, you know, because, you know, it's going to be tough. You know, being a point guard, it's your first year. You don't want to make mistakes. But, you know, basketball is all about mistakes. But I feel like guys like Miles Kelly can open up the floor for Jani Broome, Denver Jones, JP, Tahai Pettiford, and more guys on the team. So I think he'd be more at the three.
I like it. Imagine Miles Kelly in there at three, and then coming off the bench is Chad Baker-Mazzara. Like, what an elite wing set that is. Like, that's a 1-2 punch right there. That's sick. And then obviously Miles can slide down and play a little bit of two as well, especially if Denver's playing point. You could see a lot of combinations that heard through the grapevine during the early part of fall camp or early part of summer workouts. Miles shot like 45% from three and 100% from the free throw line, which I feel like is just unreal. So that's another thing. elite scorers. If you get to the line and you make your free throws, obviously that's always big. So Miles Kelly, I think, is going to be electric. I've been kind of talking with him a little bit on Twitter. He's going to come by the tailgate, hopefully for a football game. So I'm looking forward to that. Looking a lot forward to seeing him play. And then the last guy that we added, Jaheim Hudson from, I believe, SMU, power forward. I feel like this – correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like this is like an old-school banger type power forward, guy that you can come in, you know, is going to play really good defense, maybe not a huge scoring threat, can score, has some offensive game in his own right, but where he's going to affect the game is blocking shots and getting rebounds, getting stops. I think Chaney is obviously your go-to at four. You're kind of hoping he continues to progress. He did every single game. It felt like he got better last year. And now you got a great backup option with Jaheim. They call him Turtle. BP said he's like 6'9", but he's got a tiny head. So he's only 6'7". So said he looks like a turtle out there. But I'm pumped. Tell me what you know about Jaheim, what you're hearing about him, and kind of fill us in on Jaheim.
Well, a lot of people don't know Jaheim played at Georgia State also. Yes. When I was there, we actually played against Georgia State. That was my second year. When we played against Georgia State, Jaheim actually played. He actually had a great game. He got rebounds. He defended very well. He's just one of those guys. He's the energy guy. I look at him as being one of those Draymond Green type guys, but just don't play dirty. I feel like he can be one that role on the team. You know, come in, do the dirty work, handle his business, get rebounds, put guys in position, set good screens. You know, just be a leader. He's an older guy. He's been in college. So guys like him know what to do in tough situations. And I feel like he's one of those guys. He can show that, you know, it probably don't seem like he can score, but I believe he can score when times that he needs to score.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I don't mind getting a little dirty sometimes. Hey, sometimes you got to let them know about it. You know, you got to let them know this is – you don't come up in here. You don't come in the lane. We're going to punish you. No, that's kind of the feel I get from him, you know, at sort of a, you know, lunch pail, hard hat, just get after it type basketball player. And it's a guy you need. You need somebody like that that can give Chaney a break, and he can come in. You don't take a step down in defense. I think Bruce, correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like, you know, offense is great, but he is a defensive guy. Like he wants – if you want to come play at Auburn, you got to be able to play defense. You got to be able to hustle and bang around. And Jaheim kind of seems like he fits that role.
Oh, without a doubt. He fits that role. And definitely with KD leaving, we need somebody that can bring Auburn that energy. I don't know if – I haven't really heard from the grapevine or, you know, when I watch a couple practice, I haven't seen the KD Johnson yet. I haven't seen a guy that's going to get the crowd hype, do the dirty work. So I've been looking forward for a guy like him to get the crowd back in action.
Yeah, absolutely. You still got Dylan there. You still got Dylan. He can get the crowd fired up a few times. So we'll see how that works. But yeah, those are the three portal additions. Probably on the next episode, we're going to talk about the high school guys, because I think we got some really exciting high school guys with a lot of upside. But I want to talk really quick about go back to that making the transition. So when you come, I'm a football guy. I'm still learning about basketball, but you know, when you come into a new football program, your playbooks are just like novels. They're super thick. Like, how long does it truly take, like, a new guy when you come in? You do have longer practice, so you do have a longer time to learn it before your first game. But, like, how is it really learning a college basketball playbook? Like, is it as intense as football? You may know, you may not know. Just curious about that.
It's pretty intense. When I did the transition over, it was pretty tough because you got guys who are bigger, stronger, wiser, who play in a bigger conference.
Yeah.
And also, you know, learning a new system is very hard, especially not making mistakes. When I first got there, I didn't want to make no mistakes. But I seen how physical the SEC was. I seen how physical the practice was. You really have to know everything on the court, you know, when you coming into a new system. But I think the transition is not hard, but it's something you have to learn. You have to really learn your spots learn your weakness, your strengths. And it was just it's a transition that you just got to learn each and every day. You got to be watching film, you got to be working on your game, you got to be in the weight room. Coach D is one of those coaches. He's going, when I tell you, they lift like the football team. So I promise you, if you come from a small school, you're going to get strong. That summer, the summer is the summer of separation at Auburn, because he's going to make sure you gain at least 10 to 15 pounds. So you also have to make sure, coming in, that you do your work so you can be prepared to go into the season and transition over to that physical ball in the SEC.
Yeah, it's a grind, man. You got to be able to have the body to be able to handle the blows that you're going to get. So, definitely, definitely. Bruce is becoming sort of like a portal guru. So, like, he's really able to, like, Auburn may not have like the top of the top NIL, that can just go out and get guys for like millions and millions of dollars, but he's really good at finding guys that are culture guys, like obviously like you, guys that can come in, can pick it up quickly, can play really good defense. Like, what's the secret? Like, what's the secret of him being able to find guys like this that can come in year in, a year out? And you see a lot of teams that struggle with chemistry, and it feels like that's something that Auburn doesn't seem to really struggle with a lot of times, that you bring new faces in, but that it just works. What's the secret? What's Bruce's portal secret?
Well, the secret is no one is bigger than the team. Guys, you always have guys that's in the portal. And every time you look at the portal, he look at guys who can fit his system. He look at guys that's gonna be cool with the team. Each time he look in the portal, he always be like, "What you think about this guy? Do you think he would fit with the team?" He really do his research. He asks coaches, "How's this guy? How is he as a person? How is he as a teammate? And how is he in the classroom?" He always talk about those three things when he's talking about a player in the portal. And that's really his biggest secret. His biggest secret be watching film and see how can he fit with the team. He sit down with all his coaches, the coaching staff, and really just go over things and see how is this guy gonna fit in the system. And if he thinks he can fit in the system, he's gonna go super hard after you. He don't care about you being the top player in the portal. He look at guys who can really fit the system, guys who really gonna succeed in his program, in his type of era.
I love it. I love it. So it does seem like a lot of times it's culture over anything. It's culture. It's that over like we're not going to go just try to find random people, like random, even if it's the leading scorers of the whole the whole country. We're not necessarily trying to go find that. We're trying to go find guys that can play and fit the culture, fit the system as well. That's kind of what I thought. Let me ask you another question before we get done. When he does identify that guy, does he like bring you in and you like play like pickup games and sort of like figure out how you sort of mesh with the team, or is that, maybe some do that, some don't? Like, what's that whole problem? How do you find out that he can gel with your team, I guess?
Well, what he do is he contact them. As soon as he see a guy he like in the portal, all coaches see which guys are getting recruited, which schools are recruiting them. So he just one of the guys. Okay, he give him a phone call. Okay, he go from there, and he asks him, "Do you want to take a visit?" They say most of the time, most of the guys are gonna take a visit to Auburn. It's no doubt that you're not gonna resist Auburn. If you resist Auburn, you just hate Auburn. So, most of the time, the guy takes a visit. When he takes a visit, he comes. He plays pickups with the team. The guys see how he would gel. The guys see how the guy's gonna gel with them. They see when they go out, when they hang around each other, they see if he can be a brother. If he can be a brother, the guys tell coach, "I think this guy can work with us. I think he's one of those guys." But sometimes you got guys who come to pick up, they just don't work out.
I was going to ask that.
It just be like, "Okay, I don't think this guy fit around our team. His personality don't mash with our team. It's not going to be a bond. It's really a brotherhood at Auburn." So guys look for guys to be cool, calm, collective, and be brothers. They look for guys to go to war. get wounds and get dirty and go to work. So he looked for guys like that. And if you can't, we on to the next. We never ever seen BP say, okay, just because this guy do this, he want this, I'm gonna give it to him. He say, on to the next guy. That's one thing about him. He don't care who you are. He's gonna go straight to the next guy.
I like it. I like it. And I like the idea. I was gonna ask you if there's been some dudes that came in and y'all play and you're just like, man, this guy, he's good, but he may be a good basketball player, but we just don't like him.
he's not a good fit. It's been plenty. It's been plenty of those type of guys, and it wasn't gonna work out for both parties. And you know, some guys are straight up and be like, nah, we don't want him. And you know, sometimes some guys won't say nothing, but most of the time the team will say, no, we don't want him. We don't feel like this match with us.
I love the fact that he leans on you guys like that. And Bruce has always been known as like a player's coach. And I love the fact that he leans on you guys like that. That's huge. And I think that also goes big. It's trust, man. It's trust. Mm-hmm. Like I trust you guys. You guys trust me. You guys, I find a guy that I think I like. You guys tell me what you think. And that's why that chemistry is always there, I feel like. That's just another aspect of it. Great stuff, Zep. Another great episode, episode two of many. We're going to be back next week. We're going to talk about the high school guys. We got two very exciting high school guys. And maybe talk about how that mix what's that perfect mix of portal guys and high school guys. And we'll talk about that next week. We got a big football game going on this weekend, and we're going to cover it. But we're also going to stick with and keep giving this Hoops team love because I think they're primed for a big season. If you would like to get some more basketball inside info, you can go to thebarnauburn.com, sign up for $1 for your first month, and then it's just $9.95 after that. We got a couple of really good basketball insiders there dropping recruiting news, roster news, all kind of stuff. If you want to keep up with the basketball stuff, definitely check out thebarnauburn.com. Zep, I really appreciate it. We're going to y'all have a great weekend, and we'll catch you back next week. This is just another episode of the Barn Hoops Pod. We'll catch you next week.